Max Muncy, first Seager, now Turner, Cody Bellinger. Mookie Betts has done it again.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Renegade. I don't hold back on my enemy.
That's well hit. And it's a grand slam home run.
This is Morongo Casino World Champion Dodgers on deck.
Back to back, bottom of the first. Betts leaps and makes the catch.
There is no mission impossible. How could you stop the unstoppable?
Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
UCLA Health.
Keeping you on top of your game.
Mutual of America.
Your retirement company.
That's back at the wall and that's gone. The fourth home run of the night for the Dodgers.
Children's Hospital LA.
From colds to cancer, we got this.
Jim Beam.
Official bourbon of the LA Dodgers.
And your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
Now with a pregame look at your World Series champion Dodgers.
Champions of baseball.
Here's your host, Tim Cates.
Hi, everybody, and welcome in to Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. Hope you are well on this Thursday morning as your world champion Los Angeles Dodgers, 97-55 on the season. After starting the road trip by taking 2-3 from the Reds in Cincinnati, the Dodgers have split the first two games in Denver against the Rockies. Today, the rubber game of this three-game series, and it's off to Arizona. Max Scherzer on the mound for the Dodgers. First pitch coming up at 12:10. Coming up over the next 60 minutes here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We got a lot to get to in a short amount of time. We're going to hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll get you today's starting lineup. We'll preview today's pitching matchup with left-hander Kyle Freeland going for the Rockies. Max Scherzer on the mound looking for his 16th win this season. In 30 minutes, it's your chance to play the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest. In 45 minutes, David Vasse and Andre Ethier will break down this Dodgers team here the final 2 weeks of the season. Kirsten Watson is on the field at Coors Field in Denver. She'll stop by shortly. In just a couple of minutes, we'll send it out to the booth with Charlie Steiner and David Vasse, who is on the call today. Yesterday, though, the Rockies doubled up the Dodgers in Denver in what was a rough outing for Buehler. Walker Buehler got the start. The Dodger right-hander didn't make it out of the fourth inning. Buehler went 3 2/3 innings, gave up 5 runs on 7 hits, including a solo home run. The Dodgers offense actually gave Buehler the early lead, but as you know at Coors Field, no lead is safe. In the top of the fourth, Gavin Lux, an RBI double. That scored Justin Turner. Dodgers up 1-0. The very next batter, Luke Raley.
Now Raley with a fly ball to center field. It's deep. It's on its way. And it's gone. Luke Raley with a monstrous shot into center field. His second big league home run. And the Dodgers take a 3-0 lead. Luke Raley.
Two-run home run for Luke Raley, straightaway center field in Denver, his second of the year. That's the top-tier play of the game brought to you by Arco Quality, top-tier gas for less. Dodgers with 3 runs in the top of the fourth, up early. But in the bottom of the inning, back came the Rockies. Brendan Rodgers, a solo home run to lead off the bottom of the fourth. Then the Rockies with 3 straight singles off Walker Buehler to load the bases. Ryan McMahon with a single to left. That scored 2, and the game was tied at 3. And the Rockies weren't done. 3 batters later, Omar Marquez, a 2-run double to right. The Rockies with 5 runs off Walker Buehler in the bottom of the fourth inning. He departed. Justin Brule got the final out. The Dodgers offense, they would battle back in the top of the fifth, manufacturing a pair of runs to tie the game up at 5. Max Muncy drew a bases-loaded walk. Justin Turner, a sack fly. Dodgers with 2 in the fifth. The game was tied at 5. The Rockies offense, though, got after that Dodgers bullpen in the bottom of the fifth. Trevor Story, an RBI single. The Rockies take the lead in the seventh. Alex Vesia got roughed up. He gave an RBI double to CJ Krohn. The Rockies go up even more than Sam Hilliard. A 3-run home run to center. Rockies with 4 runs in the seventh took a 10-5 lead, and they never looked back. Dodgers losing Denver last night. Robert Stevenson, the win in relief. Justin Brule, the loss in relief. Walker Buehler couldn't get out of the fourth inning. He gets a no decision. The Dodgers now 97-55 on this season. But with the Giants blowing out the Padres last night in San Diego, the Dodgers now 2 games back of San Francisco in the NL West. With now 10 games left in this season, every game is a big one for the Dodgers. Max Scherzer on the mound. And with more, we say good morning to Charlie Steiner and David Vasse, guys.
All right, Tim, it's as simple as this. The Dodgers down to their final 10 games in the final 11 days of the season after last night's 10-5 loss to the Rockies. As the Giants were winning in San Diego, the Dodgers find themselves two games behind San Francisco. If there's going to be a game 163 and the Dodgers hope, say the Giants go 7-3 down the stretch, the Dodgers are going to have to win 9 of their 10. That's just a force game 163. And for the Dodgers to win the National League Western Division outright, should the Giants go 6-4, the Dodgers would have to go 9-1, and their schedules are roughly the same. The Dodgers will be playing in Arizona this weekend while the Giants come to Colorado. Monday's an off day. Then the Dodgers will play the Padres and the Brewers down the stretch while the Giants will be playing the Diamondbacks and the Padres down the stretch. So you would think the Giants' schedule is a little bit easier, in fact, down the stretch than the Dodgers. That is the look behind. We'll talk about Buehler and what happened last night. The bullpen, it was not a good night. But today, Max Scherzer, who has been utterly spectacular since coming to the Dodgers, 9 starts, 7-0, and an ERA of 3/4 of a run. He has become their ace, their stopper, and today he is everything the Dodgers need.
Exactly. It's not a luxury anymore to have Max Scherzer. It's become apparent he was a need at the trade deadline, Charlie, and he's having a type of impact that hasn't been seen since 2008 when CC Sabathia had that great run with the Milwaukee Brewers. That's the type of impact Scherzer is having for the Dodgers with an ERA under 1 at 0.78. CC Sabathia had a run like this in 08. Randy Johnson had a run like this in 1998 with the Houston Astros after he was acquired by them at the deadline as well.
Scherzer hasn't lost a game since the end of May. He's won 11 consecutive decisions. He has not given up an earned run in his last 36 and two-thirds innings. That's 4 starts in which he has struck out 48 and walked only 3.
It's been incredible. And more incredible than that, Charlie, is how open Scherzer is to talk about baseball and what he's doing. And he taps into Albert Pujols and other great hitters to try to have a higher IQ when it comes to trying to outthink the hitter. He continually refers to it as a chess match in the middle of the game.
So he's a product of Albert Einstein and Boris Spassky. So you got Scherzer going against Kyle Freeland today. And one interesting note about the Dodgers and their lineup at spacious Coors Field, Gavin Lux, who's never played center field in his big league career, just a little bit at OKC, is going to be patrolling center field. Pollock with the injured hamstring, certainly good enough to play, activated last night. Mookie Betts in right. That could be an adventure.
It should be an adventure for Gavin Lux. He only played center field once at Oklahoma City, and you would imagine that Mookie Betts is going to be counted on not only to patrol a very big right field, but also help him out in center. And the reason why he's out there is the Dodgers don't have anybody else. Chris Taylor's unavailable. Luke Raley's a left-handed hitter with the lefty Freeland on the mound. Dave Roberts had no other option than to align his outfield this way.
Kyle Freeland, who's had a very good second half for the Rockies, will be starting this afternoon against Max Scherzer. We'll detail that pitching matchup and more as the Dodgers and Rockies get ready to play the final game between these two clubs this season. And we'll be back a little bit later on with that, Tim.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, David. Coming up here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts about Max Scherzer, the injury situation, and is everything okay with Walker Buehler and Julio Urias after their last starts? We'll hear from Andre Ethier, former Dodger, get his thoughts on this Dodger run the final 2 weeks of the season. We'll break down the pitching matchup today. And again, we're going to have your chance to play the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. But up next, we head out to Coors Field in Denver. Kirsten Watson will check in as we lead you up to Dodgers and Rockies on this Thursday. First pitch at 12:10. Thanks for being with us. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Rockies wrap up this 3-game set from Denver. First pitch coming up at 12:10. Max Scherzer and Kyle Freeland, the pitching matchup. We'll dive deep into that coming up in just a little bit. But first,
fly ball to center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone. A home run.
The best drive of the game. Brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
The 2-2. And a ground ball base hit into left field. And that wild pitch will cost the Rockies dearly as Lux singles to left. In to score is Turner. And Lux slides into second base, and the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead.
Well, Gavin Lux continues to swing the hot bat. He had the RBI double last night. Luke Raley went deep. Dodgers led early, but end up losing 10-5 to the Rockies. Speaking of the best drive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Call them at 800-498-7000, 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us before the Dodgers and Rockies as they wrap up this three-game series from Denver, brought to you by Cars for Kids. And first off, got to get an update on CT3, Chris Taylor, and the neck. How's he feeling, Kirsten?
Yeah, he's feeling a lot better today. Dave Roberts said that they'll probably stay away from him this afternoon, but he did take some pain medication recently, and that's definitely helping him out. Obviously, when they were in Cincinnati, they kind of felt like they had nipped this in the butt and they were moving forward, but he's still dealing with just some residual soreness there. So he's going to kind of be doing some baseball activity today, and the team's going to, Dave Roberts said that the team will reevaluate him tomorrow and kind of see where he's at. But for today, they're likely going to stay away from him.
Looking at the lineup, got a new center fielder in Gavin Lux.
Yes, we definitely do. So he is going to be playing center field today. Obviously, he played one game in the minors at center field, but this is going to be his first time in a major league game. So, look, he's made the transition to left field, and he's talked about how it's been a challenge, but it's something that he's been truly up for because he wants to do whatever he can to get out on the field and to help the team win. So it's definitely it's going to be a work in progress, but I think Dave Roberts, what he really just appreciated about it is that Gavin is willing to do it and really wants to be out there in center field. So that's the first thing. It's not like you're forcing him to do anything. And then secondly, he's got the foot speed. He's fast. I mean, yesterday we saw him, he was close to making a really incredible play out in left field. And so that's going to be the biggest thing. And then of course, having his dad in the lineup, his offense has been pretty fantastic recently.
And he'll be surrounded by Mookie Betts in right and in left field, A.J. Pollock, who gets his first start. He came off the bench last night. But Cody Bellinger on the IL with the fractured rib. Any update on him?
Yeah, so he's moving around and he's keeping his body active, which is most important. And, you know, it's just day by day, making sure that he's feeling better because it's really about his pain tolerance. With a rib fracture, it tends to be something he's going to have to play through the rest of the season. And so however they can find ways to really maintain that pain is going to be the focus. And then, of course, in this offseason, they can kind of allow it to heal. But he's going to go to, when he'll, teams in Arizona, the hope is that he can go to Camelback Ranch, get some at-bats, and kind of each day just continue to get a little bit better. And hopefully we'll see him back in the lineup right after that.
Hopefully. All right, Kirsten, great stuff. Kirsten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids. Now would be a great time to clean out your garage, Dodger fans, and donate that old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is by donating online at carsforkids.org or give them a call, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll preview this pitching matchup. We'll hear from Andre Ethier, but up next, we'll get you an injury report, and we'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We're leading you up to Dodgers and Rockies on this Thursday. First pitch from Denver is coming up at 12:10. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Rockies from Denver as they wrap up this three-game series. Today, the rubber game. Both teams have won one of the games so far. Leading up to today, Max Scherzer, Kyle Freeland, the pitching matchup. First pitch coming up at 12:10.
This is the LA Dodgers Injury Report.
Presented by UCLA Health, keeping you off the injured list. Chris Taylor on the, not on the IL, but working his way back from a sore neck, hoping to stay off the IL. Cody Bellinger on the IL with a fractured left rib. Billy McKinney on the IL with the hip impingement. Garrett Covinger, Danny Duffy also on the IL. In order to be successful on the field like the Dodgers have been, you need a good game plan, just like you do in business, to stop cybercrime from affecting your business. Threat to eliminate. ReliaQuest, defending the world's largest companies against cyber threats, makes security possible at ReliaQuest.com. Here's the manager, Dave Roberts.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you just describe...
Dave, can you talk about the pressure?
In the dugout with Dave Roberts.
Yeah, Dave, the last couple nights we kind of poked at Julio and Walker's performance and a little bit of downturn in September. What is your level of concern with them?
I don't have a concern. I think you look at the recency, which makes sense as we gear towards the postseason. It's just, I think with Walker, it hasn't been stuff. It's been execution. And I think there could be some pitch selection, in my opinion. You know, he's going to get better. He's got to perform. He knows that. So with Julio, I think there's been a tick in a downtick in velocity, but I still think he's throwing the baseball well. I'm not going to really concern myself too much over a mile an hour on the average with the fastball, you know, with 100 pitches in a game. So not concerned right now, Bill.
And in both cases, they've pitched more than they ever have before. Wouldn't you expect that would start showing at some point?
No. I mean, I think that that's an easy way to look at it. But we expect them to pitch well. So this is where we're at. We have a long way to go. So, yeah, I mean, I expect performance, and I know they do too.
Ideally, I'm sure you'd like to give them, you know, like some downtime to address these kind of things. But the way the rotation has played out, how much more have you had to lean on them than you would like to have?
I would say maybe 10%, 15% more, I think, overall. They've done it, but I think if you look at the last few starts, especially for Julio, I think we've done a good job of shortening him up and saving some bullets. He feels strong. With Walker, he's been healthy for us and has had a tremendous season. He had that little, I don't think he's even had a little blow. So yeah, I mean, he's been our horse all year, and we're going to continue leaning on him.
All right, there's manager Dave Roberts talking about Julio Urias. Walker Buehler yesterday couldn't get out of the fourth inning, but Dave Roberts still confident in his Dodgers starters. When we come back here on Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with David Vasse, who will be on the call today with Charlie Steiner, leading you up to first pitch, Dodgers and Rockies from Colorado. I'm Tim Cates, this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading you up to Dodgers and Rockies on this Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Max Scherzer, Kyle Freeland, the pitching matchup. We'll dive deeper into that coming up in just a little bit. First pitch set for 12:10.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider. David Bassett.
And David will be on the call today with Charlie, so looking forward to that. Dave, all right, this Dodgers team got a pretty big challenge against a left-hander in Kyle Freeland today.
Yeah, they really do. Freeland has had a very good second half, and he does have good numbers against the Dodgers in his last three starts, where he's only given up 6 earned runs in 19 innings. So they do have their hands full. And the Dodgers have got to find a way to score some runs, because the pitching, as we have talked about for the last month, has done its job. It's more about the offense and consistency. And Dave Roberts has been looking for that as well. We'll see whether or not they get it today. But, you know, the one thing you look at in the month of September, the Dodgers have gotten really good pitching from their starting staff, including Scherzer and their bullpen. But the offense just hasn't been on par with the pitching staff, and that's really been the biggest difference in the Dodgers being 2 games down with 10 to go instead of being 2 games up with 10 to go.
Dave, you hinted at this yesterday that we could see Gavin Lux move over to center field today in the final game in Denver, and in fact, batting eighth and playing center field is Gavin Lux.
Yeah, and the one thing that I will say is players that have played center and left field have told me the ball comes at you differently in left, and it's a lot more challenging to play left field than some might believe on the surface because of the spin of the ball off the bat. In center field, it's a little bit more straight up and more of a truer look and better or easier to get jumps on the baseball. But I would imagine balls hit to right center field, the Dodgers are going to be looking for Mookie Betts to take charge out there with a very inexperienced center fielder. Gavin Lux had only played one time in center field at Oklahoma City, so it's not like he played there every day. And the Dodgers just don't have anybody else, Tim. They have Luke Raley, who's a left-handed hitter, but they're facing a tough left-hander, so these are the best options Dave Roberts has at this point.
As far as Chris Taylor is concerned, Dave, is it just a day-to-day thing with him as far as how he's feeling? And if he's good, he'll get an opportunity to maybe get in at a bat?
Well, not sure if you caught this. When Dave Roberts was asked about Taylor during his press conference, Tim, He mentioned Taylor having some medication, and he kind of let it be known that maybe a cortisone shot was in play. So obviously that usually does the trick to get the inflammation down, but it does take a few days before a player could play after an injection. So that explains why Taylor has been unavailable since he came back to the lineup in Cincinnati, and the reason why he's not available today, and another reason why Dave Roberts is forced to use Gavin Lux in center field.
David Vassay brought to you by Ford California. The future belongs to everyone, and everyone can drive it with the 2021 Ford Explorer. The future comes standard at your Southern California Ford dealers. Max Scherzer gets the start today. Dave, coming off a great outing in Cincinnati, and behind the plate is old Austin Barnes.
Yeah, Max Scherzer really praised Austin Barnes after his last start. Look, he had a perfect game at Dodger Stadium with Will Smith behind the plate, but Scherzer really went into overdrive when he was complimenting Barnes as his catcher, because he was saying that Austin, like many other pitchers, have come to discover whenever he's catching, they go over a pregame plan, but not every day or not every start does the game go to script. And when a pitcher doesn't have his best stuff, Austin Barnes has a great feel for deviating from that pregame plan to suit whatever is working in real life, in real time on the field. And that's his greatest strength as a catcher. And Max Scherzer was complimenting him for doing that in his last start. So I'm sure he feels very happy to have Barnes behind the plate, especially with what Kershaw, Rich Hill, and others, Walker Buehler, have said about Barnes. And if you go back to the World Series last year, Austin Barnes caught four of the six games, four of the most important six games of the Dodgers season last year.
Dave, we heard a couple of the comments and answers from Dave Roberts in his media session when he was asked about Julio Urias and Walker Buehler and their last couple starts. I mean, now they've gotten to career highs as far as starts in this season. You have to wonder if they're starting to weigh a little bit as far as energy and how much they got left in the tank here down the stretch.
Yeah, both of them have crossed innings thresholds that they have never crossed before in a single season, especially Julio. But I would say the bigger concern is Buehler, because in the four starts in September, his ERA is almost eight. And I didn't think it was breaking news that Dave Roberts said what everybody else has begun to realize since they rearranged their rotation when Clayton Kershaw returned, that Max Scherzer is lined up to start a wild card game here at Dodger Stadium. And right now, it's looking like the Dodgers and Cardinals, an Adam Wainwright versus Max Scherzer showdown for the one-game wild card game. But I didn't really believe it was breaking news that Max Scherzer would start the wild card game if necessary.
All right, Dave, great stuff. Looking forward to your conversation with Rick Monday, Andre Ethier, and of course, Dodger fans. Dave will be on the call with Charlie today. All right, thanks, Dave. Dodger fans, I need three contestants because it's time for the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest, 866-987-2570. You know how it works. You predict the player and the inning that the most thrilling play will happen today against the Rockies, and if you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Now, remember, you do win tickets just for playing. If you correctly predict the play of the game, then you're going to win season passes. So everybody wins here on the Dodgers Audio Network just for playing. 866-987-2570. We're leading up to Dodgers and Rockies from Denver on this Thursday. First pitch at 12:10. I'm Tim Cates. It's the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
The quest to go back-to-back is on.
Now that we finally won one, it's just you just don't take that for granted.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues on the official home of your world champion LA Dodgers.
Dodgers and Rockies wrap up this three-game series from Denver. Max Scherzer, Kyle Freeland, the pitching matchup. First pitch coming up at 12:10. But right now, it's time to find out who's in and who's out with the Dodger lineup.
Gone, a home run.
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out has been making their burgers fresh to order from the highest quality ingredients. It's a family tradition at In-N-Out, because that's what a hamburger is all about. Here's how Dave Roberts' lineup looks today against Kyle Freeland. Mookie Betts leading off in right field. Corey Seager batting second at shortstop. Trey Turner batting third at second base. Justin Turner batting cleanup at third base. Max Muncy's in the fifth spot playing first base. A.J. Pollock back in the starting lineup, batting sixth in left field. Austin Barnes doing the catching and batting seventh. Gavin Lux batting eighth and in center field today. Batting ninth, your starting pitcher, number 31, Max Scherzer.
This.
Oh, my God.
Are you not entertained?
Is the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game.
Six Flags Magic Mountain is celebrating 50 years of thrills with the tallest, the fastest, and the steepest coasters ever built, including coaster icons like the newest West Coast Racers, Twisted Colossus, Goliath, and more, only at the thrill capital of the world, now open daily. Get your tickets today at sixflags.com. Sean is our first contestant. Sean, welcome. What's your guess?
Corey Seager in the third.
Corey Seager in the third inning. All right, good luck to you, Sean. Anthony is our next contestant. Anthony, welcome to you. What's your guess?
Yes, Justin Turner in the third.
Justin Turner in the third. All right, good luck to you, Anthony. Robert is our third and final contestant. Hi, Robert, what's your guess?
Seager in the seventh.
Corey Seager in the seventh inning. All right, good luck to you, Robert. Good luck to Anthony. Good luck to Sean, our three contestants on this Thursday. When we continue here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck, we'll check back in with David Vassay and Rick Monday as we're leading you up to first pitch in this finale from Denver, Dodgers and Rockies. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Rockies wrap up this three-game set. The Dodgers will then head to Arizona to wrap up this final road trip of the regular season with three against the Diamondbacks. Max Scherzer, Kyle Freeland, the pitching matchup. First pitch coming up at 12:10. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Owning. With today's low mortgage rates and rising home values, why not refinance with Owning? It's quick and it's easy. Just call them at 833-2-Owning. Still to come, we'll hear from Andre Ethier. We'll preview this pitching matchup, but first...
And now, joined by David Massey, here's L.A. Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
All right, Rick, as the Dodgers get ready to play at Coors Field, they're two games back with 10 to go. Not insurmountable, but they've got to get wins starting today.
Absolutely. Well, take it to the bank. A win today, the Dodgers have to play better baseball than what they did in last night's ball game. And for the Rockies, it comes down to what Buddy Black, the manager, said really on Tuesday before the ballgame. He goes, look, the National League Western Division is going to be decided, and both the Giants and the Dodgers have to go through the Colorado Rockies. And the Rockies are playing good baseball right now, and they have a job to do, and that's to upset the apple cart, and that's exactly what they did in last night's ballgame. Not a good game. The Dodgers were out-hit, they were outplayed, and quite frankly, they were outpitched.
Yeah, they have to find a way to bounce back today, and they have a good guy to do that because the intensity will be there with Max Scherzer on the mound.
Well, he's been absolutely amazing. And for Scherzer, anytime you look at a pitcher too, David, and you say, well, what has he done overall combined with the Nationals and with the Dodgers? We're talking about a guy that has only allowed a 171 batting average against. I mean, this is well below the Mendoza line of 200. A 171 batting average against. Here's the other number that with runners in scoring position, it's even lower than that, just a 110 batting average. So here's a guy that understands how to pitch. People say, well, he's long in tooth. He is. A lot of experience. He understands what that experience means. And I've said this before, and I think if you look at the really good pitchers, which Scherzer qualifies in this category, what I have noticed is they're also not only good pitchers and able to control pitches here and there and work the strike zone and work the hitters, but they're also very good observers. And by that I'm talking about if I'm the pitcher and you're the hitter and I throw you a pitch and you look like you're overmatched, okay, I put that away. Now if I can get two strikes, now do I go back? Do I go to the pitch that you were overmatched? What about if I throw you a slider on the outside corner and you're all over it? Maybe you foul it off. Well, he's recognizing that. He goes, well, I want to stay away from that spot. So he observes hitters, the swings, and maybe in counts also. The scoreboard tells a lot about not only on how you're going to approach an at-bat as a hitter, that scoreboard also tells you how you're going to approach a series of hitters coming up in whatever situation it may be in a ballgame. Are you early in the game and have the lead? Are you late in the game and it's a close game where you have to really almost pitch with a magnifying glass and work the strike zone? Scherzer's able to do that.
And Rick, what's refreshing to hear from him, and other pitchers may want to take note, he's always picking the brain of the best hitters on his own team.
Yeah, you learn a lot. That's like with Tony Gwynn, I noticed the good hitters were constantly surrounding Tony Gwynn. The good pitchers were also surrounding Tony Gwynn. Want to know, what is it you look for? Is there a pitcher that sets you up with pitches? How do they set you up with pitches? How do they start you off with pitches? I talk from a hitter's perspective because I know a little bit more about that than I do from a pitcher's perspective. But as a hitter, is one club playing me defensively different than others? For example, the Rockies are playing Corey Seager with the shift to the right side of the infield. The outfield's the opposite direction. Well, what does that tell you? Their numbers show that when he hits the ball in the air, it's most likely the opposite way. But what does the infield in the shift tell you? They're probably going to pitch him inside more than other ball clubs do because we don't see every team that the Dodgers have played this year with the shift against Corey Seager.
Up the middle defense, very important no matter who's on the mound. And today, the Dodgers have Gavin Lux starting in center field for the first time in his professional career, let alone major league career.
Well, he's going to need some help on both sides. The problem is the guy to your left and guy to your right, if you're playing center field, seems like they're a mile away because there is so much acreage to cover. In fact, did some research this morning. Just in the outfield alone at Coors Field, there's 2.23 acres, and only three guys are covering that, that period of time. In fact, I made a mistake last night. I said that Coors Field is probably the largest outfield. Well, some research this morning saying, no, I was wrong. Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, not by much. Okay, so you look at Coors Field, 97,350 square feet in the outfield itself. Kauffman Stadium, 97,900 square feet. So a little bit more square footage in Kansas City. But what I would suggest to Gavin Lux, play, if you're going to be playing in the outfield, get your respective position. And I would hope the coaches go out, or maybe Cody Bellinger goes out and say, look, this is normally the depth that I play at Coors Field because the ball travels. Whatever it is, I would suggest that he play another step or two deeper to have a more comfortable stance really during this ball game, because he's going to have to pick the ball up out of the crowd. And also remember, the ball carries much, much farther in Coors Field because it's almost a mile high. So you're talking about density altitude as well.
That's why I come to you, Rick. That was great center field knowledge right there.
Yeah, you can tell I've tried to outrun a ball a few times and hit over my head.
Yeah, just a couple of times.
Same thing we're talking about Scherzer. You speak from experience.
No doubt, and Rick's got a lot of that. We'll see you on Sportsnet LA today, Rick. Can't wait.
You know you'll have to wait, David.
I'll have the replay
and
DVR.
You're on the radio. Get out of here.
Tim, we'll send it back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Kirin Ichiban, a premium Japanese lager dedicated to people, ingredients, and flavor for those who never compromise their pursuit of great taste. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll preview this pitching matchup. Charlie and David will have the keys to the game, but up next we go high and tight with Andre Ethier. Dodgers and Rockies on this Thursday, final game of this three-game set. I'm Tim Cates, this World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading up to Dodgers and Rockies on this Thursday, final game of this three-game set. Then it's off to Arizona for a three-game weekend series against the Diamondbacks. Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Max Scherzer on the mound. Kyle Freeland, the left-hander, will go for the Rockies. We'll dive deeper into this pitching matchup coming up in just a couple of minutes. First pitch set at 12:10.
David Vasse.
And now, what will likely be Vasse fielding insults from a Dodger player?
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
Episode 25 of the Extra Innings podcast presented by Corona Extra is now available to download. Brett Butler, former Dodger and Giant, joined us, and Andre Ethier, as he does every episode, also gave his opinion on the MVP and what is the definition of the Most Valuable Player award.
I think it's just tough, and I'm going to say this because it's tough to consider those guys when they're on teams that aren't really making an impact, right? Like, I'm going to go to that road first. You know, Otani has done what he's done, right? It's unworldly the way he's performed from both sides of the ball. And obviously, offensively, it's crazy, the numbers he's putting up. And then the way he can go out there and pitch and, you know, do the thing is great. But what is the Angels – when's the last time Angels have been in – contention in the season?
Week one.
Yeah. So how valuable is that to the teams? I say, you know, what is it really that valuable? Like, is it, you know, is it most valuable for what, you know? And I that may be controversial to say and might have some stuff, you know, saying that, but Max Muncy is more valuable to this team than you know, Shohei and those guys are. So it's just tough to, you know, really say. But I'm going to say, if you're making, you're putting me on the spot, right, to make a choice, it's got
to
be.
No, I'm not asking you to choose which one of those two guys. I just want to know from a player's perspective, what's the definition of most valuable? Is it the best player, or is it a guy on a team that elevates a team's play? And if you took them away, I don't think they would be as good. That's my definition. And by the way, Ohtani in the second half of the season, just on that topic, is only hitting .219. So he hasn't been that great of a hitter the second half of the season.
I mean, don't you kind of agree with me, though, when you go back and forth and you look at and you try to, you're talking about teams like that, and you're talking about two teams that aren't relevant, you know, relative to what the goal is, winning your division, getting the playoffs, and having a chance to win.
Right, and that's how I feel. And even if the Phillies, back to the National League, if the Phillies don't make it, they wouldn't be this close without Bryce Harper, who's having an incredible season and an incredible second half. So for me, as much as I hate to say it, Bryce Harper would be my National League MVP as it stands now, and Vladimir Guerrero would be my American League MVP for everything that you just talked about.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I just pulled it up right now. The Angels are 17 games out. So, I mean, they haven't been in the race, what, since May, end of May, beginning of June?
And Ohtani hasn't been that good of a hitter or pitcher the second half of the season.
Yeah, you know, I'm just old-fashioned and old-school in that way, where winning teams are represented with the winning MVP player. It should be that way. And, you know, and it doesn't mean the World Series winner. It means the teams that have had a meaningful race when it comes down to the end.
No doubt. I got another one for you. Max Scherzer is having an unbelievable time with the Dodgers, and everybody's trying to remember what pitcher had this type of run after being traded at the deadline, and everybody's evoking Randy Johnson with the Astros from 1998, but I feel like CC Sabathia for the 2008 Brewers, who made seven starts and won 11 games and only lost two, is the closest comparison of dominance going from one team to another in the middle of a season. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, very familiar to me. I remember that year, like it was yesterday, just because of the fact that I feel like that 08 team was one move away from CC Sabathia, move of being a World Series contender for sure. And, you know, we had a good Phillies team that we were playing against in those 2 years of the NLCS, but we go back and forth on the show, so we tell the what it should have, could is, and the way he went and performed with that team afterwards was evident of the thing we were missing in that, you know, one piece, the trade for that year to put the team forward. And hey, got to give credit, like I told you, we talked about this before, Friedman stepping up and making the move to get a deal done for not only Scherzer, but Trey Turner, and give up the pieces and make it happen, because it's pretty remarkable to have a team quality, this type of talent, the success of this payroll, to keep bringing more on, to go all in and to be committed to win. And I think the fans should be, you know, very lucky and happy.
All right, Tim, that was Andre Ethier on episode 25 of the Extra Innings podcast presented by Corona Extra. You can download it right now and all of the episodes on the iHeartRadio app. We'll send it back to you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dave. Thanks a lot, Andre. Again, great podcast. Download it. Comes out weekly. The Extra Innings podcast with David Vasse and Andre Ethier. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Aria Rooms and Suites, Beyond Compare, a dining destination that thrills and the best entertainment steps away. This is how we Vegas. Book at aria.com. Still to come, Charlie and David will get you the keys to the game, but up next, we'll dive deeper into this pitching matchup as we are 15 minutes away from first pitch from Denver. Dodgers and Rockies on this Thursday. Thanks for being with us. I'm Tim Case. It's the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
And down he goes. Yeah! Strikeout number 13 for Kershaw.
Don't miss a moment of Dodger coverage.
right here on your home of the World Series champion Dodgers.
This is Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck.
Dodgers and Rockies from Denver. First pitch coming up at 12:10.
Hung on and missed strike three. Yeah!
And now before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchup.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, Toyota's certified used vehicles are in a league of their own because the best new cars make the best used cars. See your dealer for details. They make it easy. Max Scherzer on the mound, 15-4, the 2.08 ERA, the 37-year-old right-hander, making his 29th start this year, his 10th start with the Dodgers. Last time out, 7 shutout innings to give up just 2 hits, striking out 7 and walking 2 in a win over the Reds earlier this road trip. Max Scherzer is at 3,010 career strikeouts, which is 19th all time. He is just 3 shy of catching up to Justin Verlander for the most active players with strikeouts and 18th on the all-time list. He has not allowed an earned run since the 5th inning of his start way back on August 21st. He is 2-4 with a 4.55 ERA, 76 strikeouts in 10 career starts against the Rockies. He has not faced them, though, since 2019. He is 0-3 in 5 career starts at Coors Field. He is facing 28-year-old left-hander Kyle Freeland, who is 6-8 with a 4.50 ERA, making his 22nd start this year. Last time out, 6 shutout innings, scattered 7 hits along the way while striking out 7 in a win over the Washington Nationals. Against the Dodgers, he has gone 3-7 with a 4.06 ERA in 15 career starts, 2-4 with a 4.74 ERA in 7 career starts against the Dodgers at Coors Field. He has gone 1-3 against them in his last 4 starts, despite a 3.55 ERA. Autumn Racing is back at beautiful Santa Anita Park. Get in the action with Racing Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through the whole month of October with millions in payouts every race. Explore your experience at santaanita.com/events to get your tickets. And Dodger fans, to celebrate, we're bringing you a chance to win a day at the races. Prize pack includes a 6-person box, admission, parking, a $100 food and beverage credit, and a betting lesson from a Santa Anita wagering ambassador. Sign up for your chance to win now at am570lasports.com, keyword Santa Anita. Dodgers and Rockies wrap up this series from Denver. Keys to the game are next. I'm Tim Cates, World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Rockies from Denver. Max Scherzer on the mound, making his 10th start with the Dodgers. Max Scherzer 7-0 with a sub-1 ERA since coming over to the Dodgers from the Washington Nationals. Kyle Freeland will go for the Rockies. We'll head back out to booth right now. Final check-in with Charlie and David, guys.
All right, Tim, it's game 153. The Dodgers 2 behind the Giants, and the Giants and Padres going to be getting underway about an hour after our game begins, and Logan Webb is going to be making the start for San Francisco, and he has really become their ace. The Dodgers' ace unquestionably now is Max Scherzer, making his 29th start of the year. But more importantly, in 9 starts with the Dodgers, David, 7-0, an ERA of 0.78. Kyle Freeland will be gone for Colorado.
And Kyle Freeland's not a guy to sleep on, Charlie. It's not going to be an easy day for the Dodger offense because Freeland has had a tale of 2 different seasons. Before the All-Star break, his ERA was almost 6. In the second half, it's almost 4, and he's had very good starts against the Dodgers with an ERA of 2.84 in the last 3 times he has seen them. So the Dodgers have their hands full with Freeland today, and hopefully they can give Scherzer an early lead.
Scherzer has not given up an earned run in his last 36 and 2/3 innings. Lineups and first pitch, Dodgers and Rockies from Coors Field coming up.
All right, Dodgers start today 2 games back of the Giants in the Western Division of the National League. Dodgers 97-55, the Giants 99-53. Giants are in San Diego to wrap up their series with the Padres. That game will get underway at 1:10, so an hour later than this one. We'll keep an eye on it. David Vasse will have all the latest in the postgame. But coming up next, it's Charlie and David with the call. I'm Tim Cates. This has been Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, everybody.